Tonight, the new COVID shock as America records its biggest one-day surge in cases since this pandemic began. More than 50,000 cases reported in one day. Dr. Anthony Fauci warning we are at risk of losing control. At the same time, President Trump insists they are putting out the flames. Tonight, we go inside one Florida hospital as doctors and nurses suit up for battle. 10,000 new infections in Florida today, and their youngest victim yet, just 11 years old. Disturbing reports about young people throwing COVID parties in Alabama to see who gets it first. A four-month-old hospitalized there. Hospitalizations rising in more than half the country. One Houston ICU at 100% capacity. And tonight, after first resisting the move, face masks required across the state of Texas. The other major headline breaking tonight, Ghislaine Maxwell, ex-girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, tonight under arrest. The FBI finding her in New Hampshire. Federal prosecutors say she conspired to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts. Her arrest 1 year after Epstein was indicted. Tonight, the details, and we hear from one of Epstein's victims. Your money tonight and the record job gains. Nearly 5 million jobs added last month. President Trump calling it proof the economy is, quote, roaring back. Critics cautious and Joe Biden pouncing, with 19 states either reversing course on reopening or hitting the brakes. What American workers told us about being laid off for a second time. The armed parking lot confrontation, a woman drawing a gun on a family after an altercation at a Michigan Chipotle. Tonight, the husband and wife charged. The disturbing video under investigation from inside the Miami International Airport, an officer punching a woman in the face. The fireworks warning this 4th of July after a stand explodes in Texas. And celebrating a legend tonight from our ABC News family.
This is ABC World News Tonight with David Muir.
And good evening. It's great to have you with us on this Thursday night. I'm Tom Yamas, in for David. We begin with the U.S. setting that new record for the number of cases of the coronavirus. More than 50,000 confirmed in a single day. And it comes as we head into a long holiday weekend that could spur the growth even more. Dr. Anthony Fauci warning we are at risk of losing control. Take a look at this number tonight, 50,700 confirmed cases in 24 hours. That's double the daily numbers from a month ago. So many of those cases from Florida, the state reporting a record 10,000 today. Jackson Memorial Hospital, you see it here in Miami, seeing a surge in COVID patients. Texas Governor Greg Abbott changing course on masks, making them mandatory statewide. One medical center in Houston says ICUs have hit 100% capacity. And health officials warning of that worrying trend, college students allegedly holding COVID parties, gambling on who gets sick. And this just in, the CDC releasing a new forecast, the U.S. could see as many as 160,000 deaths by July 24th. We have a lot to get to tonight, and ABC's Victor Oquendo leads us off in Miami.
Tonight, doctors on the front lines suiting up for battle. Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami seeing a surge in COVID patients.
Is your floor at capacity right now?
Yes, we're even opening up different units at this point to be able to meet the demands of the patients that are coming in.
The wave of new patients leaving staff exhausted.
The way I see it now, if things don't change and people don't take it a little more serious, in the next 2 weeks, you know, who knows where we will be.
The country hitting 50,000 new cases in one day this week. America's top infectious disease doctor warning America is losing the war against the virus.
I think it's pretty obvious, Howard, that we are not going in the right direction. Right now, if you look at the number of cases, it's quite disturbing. And we're setting records practically every day of new cases. That clearly is not the right direction.
Despite cases rising in 38 states and 19 pausing or reversing reopenings, President Trump today suggested things are under control.
We have some areas where we're putting out the flames or the fires, and that's working out well. The crisis is being handled.
Vice President Pence traveling to coronavirus hotspot Florida, which reported a record 10,000 new infections. The virus claiming 67 lives, including the state's youngest victim, an 11-year-old boy.
No one wants to see these numbers where they are, or no one wants to see them go up.
In Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks, where Memorial Day pool parties made national headlines for the lack of social distancing and masks, Authorities are now preparing for a record number of people for the 4th of July weekend.
I know that we're getting ready to move into our 4th of July weekend, and it makes me really nervous. I know after the 4th that we could potentially see another surge.
Authorities in Tuscaloosa, Alabama are outraged over a new disturbing trend, saying young people are throwing coronavirus parties with a prize payout for the first person who gets infected.
People are taking all the precautions that they have, and then you have mindless and foolish behavior that are taking this pandemic for granted.
Alarming new numbers tonight involving children. Oregon seeing a rapid surge of infections among children younger than 10. In Texas, more than 300 were infected in daycare centers, and at least 30 students and staff tested positive at a school outside Phoenix. In Alabama, a four-month-old baby among five children hospitalized.
If you think this doesn't affect young people, it actually affects young people.
New infections putting a strain on testing. Staggering lines again in Texas. The governor today, despite earlier hesitation, now making masks mandatory statewide. As 26 states report rising hospitalizations, one medical center in Houston says ICUs hit 100% capacity. In El Paso, high school English teacher Rene Chavez was also taken to the hospital on June 3rd and never left. He died late last week.
I never thought I would have to have a life without him because he was my best friend.
His wife Annette also got the virus but recovered. Arizona seeing record hospitalizations. ICUs now at 89% capacity.
I think we let our guard down a little bit.
Beaches across Southern California are closed for the busy 4th of July weekend. And in West Hollywood, not wearing a mask could cost you $300.
All right, Victor Okendo joins us now from Miami. And similar measures there where beaches will be closed for the holiday weekend and not wearing a mask could cost you as well. Victor, you're reporting highlighting the level of exhaustion among healthcare workers as cases surge, but the hospital where you're at tonight, Jackson Memorial, says it is prepared to handle more patients.
Tom, right now they have space, but they also have twice as many COVID patients now than they did during their peak in April, and they are bracing for more. Tonight, the mayor of Miami Beach saying that if the hospitals can't treat everyone who comes in, no one wants to see it, but we'll have to head back to a shelter in place. Tom.
Victor Okendo with new developments tonight. Victor, thank you. And now to that other major headline tonight, the FBI arresting Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, at a secluded property in New Hampshire. Maxwell, the former companion of the convicted sex offender, she's been elusive for years. Maxwell stands accused of recruiting underage girls for sexual abuse by Epstein and others. Tonight, an Epstein victim reacting to the arrest, telling us the justice system didn't forget about us. Here's ABC's Eva Pilgrim.
Tonight, Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime companion of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, is behind bars. The FBI quietly keeping tabs on the British socialite for months, moving in to arrest her at a home dubbed Tucked Away, a 156-acre property in New Hampshire she bought in cash for more than $1 million.
She had slithered away to a gorgeous property in New Hampshire, continuing to live a life of privilege while her victims live with the trauma inflicted upon them years ago.
Maxwell today facing a federal judge accused of facilitating Epstein's sex crimes by helping him recruit, groom, and ultimately abuse three unnamed teenage victims between 1994 and 1997. One victim as young as 14 years old.
Maxwell enticed minor girls, got them to trust her, then delivered them into the trap that she and Epstein had set for them. All the while, she was setting them up to be sexually abused by Epstein, and in some cases, by Maxwell herself.
The alleged abuse taking place at Maxwell's London home and Epstein's luxury properties in Manhattan, Palm Beach, and New Mexico. Maxwell is also being sued by three women who allege she and Epstein worked together to abuse them, including Annie Farmer, whose lawsuit alleges she was 16 when she met Epstein and Maxwell through her older sister, Maria. She spoke to ABC News in 2019.
What I understood was that Maria had a very wealthy boss and that he might want to help me with school.
Farmer says Epstein promised to help get her into an Ivy League school, flying her to his New Mexico ranch where she expected to meet other students. Instead, she says she was alone with Epstein and Maxwell and claims Maxwell inappropriately touched her.
They were master manipulators. I think that it's a particular type of sickness that they displayed in taking advantage of, the love you have for a sibling.
Epstein died in an apparent suicide while awaiting trial. Another Epstein accuser, Virginia Giuffre, claims in court filings that Maxwell trained her as a teenage sex slave for Epstein and that the pair directed her to have sex with many, quote, powerful men, including Prince Andrew, as she described to the BBC last year.
Ghislain tells me that I have to do for Andrew what I do for Jeffrey. And that made me sick.
Maxwell has denied all allegations of sex trafficking. Prince Andrew has denied having sex with Giuffre and doesn't recall meeting her. But Epstein's alleged victims have long called for Maxwell's arrest.
We need to get to the bottom of everybody who was involved with that, starting with Ghislain Maxwell.
And Eva joins us now. Eva, you mentioned Maxwell's past relationship with Prince Andrew, and tonight the Department of Justice saying, as they've said before, they are open to speaking with the prince.
That's right, Tom. The prosecutor today saying they would welcome Prince Andrew to come in. They have said that he has been uncooperative. A source close to the prince tonight saying that his team has reached out to the Department of Justice twice in the last month. They have not heard back. Tom.
The back and forth continues. All right, Eva, thank you for that. Now to your money and the economic whiplash tonight. First, the good news. A record 4.8 million jobs were added in June, the unemployment rate falling to 11.1%. But with the virus surging again in recent days, some workers are losing their jobs for a second time. Here's ABC's chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis.
Tonight, 3 out of 10 Americans who lost their jobs during the shutdowns now back at work. The president eager to relay those record-breaking jobs numbers to the American people.
Today's announcement proves that our economy is roaring back. It's coming back extremely strong.
But critics like presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden were quick to point out that many states have started rolling back or pausing plans to reopen parts of their economies this month, too.
This report measures job gains as of June the 12th. In the days since, we've seen cases spiking around the country. Some businesses have closed down again.
The rollback sending employees like Dallas bartender Randy Heitzman, who returned to work in May, back to the unemployment line.
I got furloughed with almost no notice from my job. This second round, I think, is going to be more stressful.
Layoffs persistently high. For the 15th straight week, more than 1 million Americans have filed new claims for unemployment benefits. We saw long lines at this unemployment office in Oklahoma today.
But Tom, given that record rehiring, analysts expect the White House will allow the $600 added weekly unemployment benefit to expire at the end of this month, though they say some additional stimulus is necessary for the American people, given those persistent layoffs and sky-high unemployment. Tom?
Rebecca Jarvis for us tonight. Rebecca, thank you. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for tougher sanctions on Russia after a classified briefing on reported Russian payments to the Taliban for killing U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Intelligence officials, including the CIA director, briefed Pelosi and the so-called Gang of Eight, the top leaders from the House, Senate, and intelligence committees. The White House maintains that the intelligence never rose to the level of a formal presidential briefing. President Trump has called it a hoax. Pelosi called that a con, contending the president should have been verbally briefed. Next to that armed confrontation in a Michigan parking lot, it allegedly began with a physical bump at a restaurant entrance, then escalated into an angry exchange with accusations of racism, and finally a weapon appeared. ABC's Alex Perez with the incident and that video.
She got the gun on me!
Tonight, after this disturbing video showing a white woman pointing a gun at a black mom and her teenage daughter, authorities in Michigan charging that woman and her husband with felony assault.
Two very different stories from two different groups. Both sides claiming they felt extremely threatened.
Those charges come after this video went viral. Tequila Hill posting it on Facebook Wednesday. Authorities say the conflict started after the parties allegedly bumped into each other at a Chipotle restaurant.
If she did something wrong, she needs to apologize. If she did
this
something
wrong, this ignorant woman if bumped into a 15-year-old.
Correct?
And you're on camera.
Okay.
You're feeling threatened.
The woman, Jillian Westenberg, claiming she was blocked from entering her car before her husband ushers her into the vehicle. Westenberg then rolls down her window.
This is not that type of world.
Why would you bump her?
White people are racist.
Why would you bump her?
Hill then appears to move to the back of the vehicle, and that's when things escalate. As it reverses, authorities say Hill believed they were trying to hit her, so she pounded on the rear window. Westenberg storms out of the car with her finger on the trigger.
And Tom, if convicted of felony assault, that husband and wife could face up to 4 years behind bars. Tom?
Alex, thank you. One of the Aurora, Colorado police officers under investigation for photos related to the death of Elijah McClain has resigned from the force. The department tweeting that Jaron Jones was one of the employees involved and depicted in the photograph investigation. Aurora's mayor confirmed the photo showed the officers reenacting the neck hold used on McClain last August. He died in police custody. Next to that powerful moment, a prisoner walked free, his conviction overturned after more than 20 years behind bars. There to see him walk free, the superstar basketball player who put her career on hold to fight for his freedom. ABC's Adrian Bankert has the story.
Tonight, after more than 20 years in prison, Jonathan Irons is a free man walking out of a Missouri prison thanks to help from WNBA star Maya Moore.
In that moment, I really felt like I could rest.
Following 4 WNBA championships, Moore put her career on hold to help with the case.
I'm absolutely elated and thankful just to be here in this moment right now.
The two connected in 2007 through a Missouri ministry. At the age of 16, Irons had been tried as an adult and sentenced to 50 years in prison for assault and burglary. Moore and his lawyers seeing holes in the prosecution. The case finally overturned in March, paving the way for Irons, now 40, to be released on Wednesday.
I'm free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Hallelujah.
When I stepped away, I just really wanted to shift my priorities to be able to be more available and present.
Moore is not sure whether or not she'll return to the court, but she has changed Irons' life. Iron says that he wants to advocate on behalf of people like him with their cases. Tom.
An incredible mission right in front of her. All right, thanks so much, Adrian. When we come back, the shocking video under investigation, a police officer in the Miami airport punching a woman in the face. What we've learned tonight about that officer.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially 4 trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt
the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia, Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
A Miami-Dade police officer has been fired after striking a woman at the Miami International Airport. A warning, this video is graphic. The woman and the officer in a face-to-face exchange when he punches her to the ground, as you saw, leaked body cam footage posted to social media, now under investigation by the state attorney, the Miami-Dade mayor calling it appalling. The dramatic rescue after a seaplane crashed into Seattle's Lake Washington. Video showing the aircraft flipping over in the water about 200 feet from shore, 2 people exiting the plane, kayakers in the area helping pull them to safety. The cause of this crash is still under investigation. A summer scorcher this 4th of July for millions. Take a look at the maps. A holiday heat wave from coast to coast, 106 degrees tomorrow in Phoenix, 100 in Dallas, 97 in the nation's capital. The extreme heat could spark some dangerous thunderstorms as well. That holiday also fueling concerns about fireworks safety this weekend. A passing motorist in El Paso County, Texas, capturing the moment a fireworks stand ignited with the complete supply firing into the sky. Some cars were damaged, but no injuries were reported. Fire officials think a lit firework caused that explosion. Finally tonight, when it comes to broadcast news, he had it all. The looks, the voice, and the heart. Tonight, celebrating the life and legacy of one of our own.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Downs, and this is 2020.
For more than 20 years, he was the reassuring voice of Friday night.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Downs.
And I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
But Hugh Downs' legendary career began decades earlier. At one point, he logged more hours on television than any other person. Though, at first, he didn't think TV would last.
I thought it was a gimmick, like 3D movies, and it would just go away.
So the young man from Akron, Ohio, started out in radio.
They offered me a job for $12.50 a week. That's how I started in broadcasting.
When he finally made the jump to the small screen, he was everywhere. Jack Parr's sidekick on The Tonight Show.
What are you doing? Are you doing a show on the side here?
The host of the classic game show, Concentration.
Well, congratulations to you on that win.
In 1962, he went over to NBC's Today Show, and when the network was looking to pair him with a co-host, Downs had an idea.
And I said, why don't we develop our own talent? And they said, well, such as? And I said, such as Barbara Walters. And they said, she's a writer. I said, well, I think she'd do well on the air.
And so began one of the longest partnerships in TV history. 10 years at NBC before the duo made the jump to ABC News in 2020. His stories took him up in the air.
Now full left, yeah. Feel how much rudder there is.
Oh, yeah.
And deep into the ocean.
And then I reached out and grabbed his pectoral fin.
Well, what's our speed now?
He even played astronaut for a story on training for space travel. True story, there's an asteroid named after him, 71,000 Hugh Downs. And every Friday night, that sign-off.
We're in touch, so you be in touch.
Hugh Downs was married to his wife, Ruth, for 73 years. They had two children. He wrote 17 books, played and composed music. But when Barbara Walters asked him that famous question, he was humble.
We used to ask this of people, so I'm going to put you on the spot. How do you want to be remembered?
I hope I'd be remembered as a guy who tried to do some good and who was in most important ways honest. I can't see any greatness that I would be remembered for, but if people think kindly of me, I'll be happy at that.
Hugh Downs was 99. Our thoughts and prayers with his family tonight. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Yamas. I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Stay safe. Good night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia, Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.